Saturday, May the 8th, was a deliciously lazy day. I slept until 10:30, and then had long talks with Linda and Lucy. I'd halfway expected to leave with Linda at 7 o'clock for the dedication of the Sam Rayburn Dam in Jasper, but no call from him meant, I believe, that he thought the Dominican Republic situation was too uneasy for him to go as far away as Texas. Linda Bird, who is good about planning for me and pushing for me to do things that I want to do anyway, said, "Get on up. Let's go to see the Chester Dale collection at the National." So we did, just the two of us, in her little black car, about noon, walked through, unannounced and unnoticed, and had a feast of a time, especially with the Renoirs, the little girl with the watering can and the little girl with the hoop. And I liked the Daumiers and the Toulouse-Lautrecs. They're caricaturists at heart. I was intrigued by the two portraits of Mr. Chester Dale, sleek, stylized man of distinction, by the Frenchman Loisart, and the one by Diego Rivera. Odd that a lover of the French Impressionist turned to Diego Rivera to do his own portrait, and I thought it was a real flesh-and-blood man. Finally, people began to gather in little groups and sort of whisper. A very polite youngish man came up and told me that he was the assistant curator, so obviously people knew we were there. I left Linda Bird to continue her visit because it was time to go back and meet Jane Englehart and her family for tea. We'd had a tour with Mr. Ketchum, her sister and several of her friends, and a whole flock of youngsters, her children and their friends, including one of Cy Vance's daughters, quite a few from Foxcroft. Jane is a natural-born executive, planning very skillfully houses, children, trips between continents, and a society life ornamented by such people as the Duke of Windsor and his duchess. A little after six, I went into Lyndon's office, hoping to hear that there'd be some rest, some fun this weekend. Sure enough, without any prompting from me, he said, "Who would you like to take with you to Camp David?" I said the Bill Whites. He called the Jake Pickles, the Valentes, Marianne Means, and Emmett Reardon, and I persuaded Linda to go with us. The promises of bowling and bridge. She really likes for her daddy to be with her, just us, and not with five or six other couples. But bowling and bridge make up for lacking his undivided attention. And a little past eight, we were all in the chopper, headed in a very gay spirit for Camp David. The first thing when we got there, we charged up to the bowling alley, drew up sides, and had three games. It's the funniest thing to watch Lyndon when he gets a strike. He turns around to look at everybody and all but takes a bow. Could be, so do I. He was good, one of the best of the lot, likely to come in on the ninth or tenth frame with just what it took to make his side win. We had a late, happy, congenial dinner. Then I watched Gunsmoke, and Lyndon did the most desirable thing of all. He got in the bed and went to sleep a little past 11. Linda Bird stayed up and watched a movie alone while the guests melted away for an early bedtime.